How to overcome the temptations of this world? It says in, it's amazing the answer the Bible gives, 1 John 5 and verse 4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, verse 4, even our faith. Overcoming the world is by faith. Okay, I'll show you the law in Matthew chapter 9. The law is in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 29. I love to quote this law many times. Be it done for you according to your faith. That's the second law. First one, God gives His grace to the humble. Here's the second one. You will not get as much as you want. You will get as much as you have faith for. Faith is like a vessel. The bigger your vessel, the more you get from God. The smaller your vessel, oh, God can only do this much for me. Okay, you'll only get that much. Somebody else says, no, God can do so much for me. He comes with a huge vessel, He gets so much. You know that. When it rains, everybody won't get the same amount of rain. You put a small cup there, that's all you get. You put a big, huge vessel there, you get much more rain. Was it because God poured more rain on that man? No. He put a bigger vessel. According to your faith, be it unto you. You come to God with very little faith. I'm not sure whether God can do this. I tell you, God will not do it. Particularly if it's a promise in God's word. I mean, I took Romans 6:14 very seriously. Sin cannot rule over you. I say, Lord, you can do it. I can't do it, but I have faith that you can do it. And He does it. So remember, in every situation, it's not according to your desire. It is not according to your need. It is not even according to your prayer. It's not even according to the prayers of other people. It's according to your faith. That's a law, just like the law of grace. Okay. Here's a third law that I can tell you. Matthew 6:33. These are all New Testament laws. If you seek the kingdom of God first, all your earthly needs will be added to you. Not what you want. There's a difference between what we want and what we need. You understand with children. There are many things children want, but you don't give them what they want, you give them what they need. God has not promised to give us all that we want. That's the mistake a lot of Christians make. They go to God and say, I want this. Well, there's no promise that you'll get it. But Philippians 4:19 says, my God will supply all your need. But to whom does He give it? Matthew 6:33, seek God's kingdom first and His holiness, His purity, His righteousness, and all your earthly needs will be added to you. You don't have to look for them. You have to work, of course, but God will add to you. And I want to say to each one of you, my dear brothers and sisters, at the end of your life, you should have that testimony. I mean, I'm nearing the end of my life. When Christ comes again is when I hope I end my life. But before that, I want a testimony in my life that I spent my life seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness, and every earthly need was added to me and my family. Now, let me explain. God, seeking God's kingdom does not mean being a full-time worker. It does not mean preaching. It does not mean traveling. It does not mean going here and there preaching the gospel. No. Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And all of you can seek it. You're a mother with children. You cannot travel anywhere. You can seek the kingdom of God first. It means the rule of God upon your life. Today, those days they use the word kingdom. Today we use the word government. If you understand the government of God, you know the government of India? We live according to the rules of the government of India, not some other government. So seek the government of God in your life. That means live by God's rules in your life, and all your earthly need will be added to you. For example, one of God's rules is forgive others. You'll be forgiven. So seek God's kingdom first and His holiness all the time, and all that you need will be added to you. You know how there's so much of unrighteousness in the world today. Will you determine that you'll never be unrighteous? That you'll never do some small wrong thing to make some profit? Just like we teach our children, don't cheat in the examination to get a few more marks. You teach your children that. It's okay. It doesn't matter if they get less marks. Let them be righteous. You've got to be like that in your life as well. I will not sign this wrong statement to get a little more money. I'll be righteous. I'll be upright. Even if I get less money, that's fine. You know how in so many offices people put claims for my travel expenses. And they tell lies. Because everybody's doing it. But everybody's going to hell. Whenever you say everybody's doing it, don't forget everybody's going to hell as well. So don't use the excuse everybody's doing it. But I'm a Christian. That is darkness and I'm righteous. I'm going to be righteous. And if I get a little less money, God will bless that little less. You know, if I get unrighteous money into my bank account, you know what will happen? I'll tell you, it'll be a curse to me and to my children. I don't want a curse upon my children. That's why I often said, Lord, I don't want one rupee in my bank account that is unrighteous. No. I don't want any black money. I don't have any black money. I never had in my life. And I don't want any. Zero. You think you'll suffer loss? You think all these people with black money are the only ones who are going to be blessed? I tell you, you be righteous and God will meet all your need. In fact, in that passage, he's talking about anxiety. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. And in the context, what the Lord is saying is, if you want to be anxious about something, be anxious about seeking God's kingdom, that you never do what is wrong. That's a law. Now, here's the fourth law. Galatians and chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 says, verse 7, whatever a man sows, he will reap. If you sow to the flesh, verse 8, you reap corruption. You sow to the Holy Spirit, you reap eternal life. It's a law. You can't change it. It's like in the world. If you sow potatoes, you get potatoes. You sow tomatoes, you get tomatoes. You sow rice, you get rice. You can't sow rice and get wheat. Impossible. So you can't sow to the flesh, to the lusts of the flesh, do all types of wrong things and reap eternal life. That is as crazy as saying, I sow rice and I get wheat. No farmer is so stupid. Don't be stupid in the Christian life. What you sow, you will reap. And that's part of God's law. It doesn't change. If you sow to the flesh, you'll reap corruption one day. And when you reap that corruption, don't wonder why you reaped it. Why is God, why is that fellow not reaping corruption? Well, he sowed to the Spirit. You sowed to the flesh. But another thing I want to tell you is, you don't reap as soon as you sow. It takes time. A farmer sows a seed and he gets a crop a long time later. He's got to water it, care for it. And then he gets it. And the crop is 100 times one seed produces, a 100-fold crop. So if you sow to the flesh, you can reap 100-fold corruption. And you sow to the Holy Spirit, you'll reap 100-fold eternal life. So it's a law. Once you understand these laws, and say, I want to live by these laws of God. Because it's for my own good.